They used to come out over here where I got acquainted with them. They kept lots of cattle over there. Some people from over in here would go and over there and buy their cattle and bring them out. And some of them fellows would come out here and help them drive them, and they'd get them to here, you know, and we always had plenty of room. And they'd stay all night and plop their cattle here and feed them, you know. I knew a few, not too many.
Did those people keep to themselves more than the people?
No, they was just like us and everybody else. But them people over there now, of course, you don't understand if you was never over there. That was a great big cove. Well, they had the whole Smoky Mountain back there between Tennessee and North Carolina. They could pasture herd their cattle. Well, people would go from here now, people from below John Denton's, and people down in there in that older branch section, they'd come through here with hundreds of cattle, and then nearly all would be bailed, and they'd stay all night here. We'd have a barn lot here at 2 or 3 acres, and have that full. Well, the next day, they'd take them cattle and get into Cage Cove with them. Well, the next day, they'd take them on the mountain. Well, they'd pay somebody so much a month or a season to look after these cattle and sell them. I guess they look much, but they got paid for it. Then they'd go back about September, October, and get them cattle and bring them back. And then these Cage Cove people, some of them made money that way, looking after them cattle. Some of them made whiskey. And some of them, they kept bees and they kept cattle and they had big orchards over there and they lived well. They done well. Mountain people lived well. They killed a lot of game, and they fattened a lot of hogs, and they fattened a lot of cattle, and they raised their honey, and they raised their other crops. You'd be surprised. You ought to see that country. It's right up there under Smoky Mountain, and it's just as level as this bottom land down here.
Now, the something that's just a little rise in the land, what would you call that? Just down the land is flat.
Well, they call that rolling land. You take right up here above the house, you know, like that it wouldn't be rolling, it ain't steep enough. But land that's, you know, you just barely can get over with a mowing machine or something, they call that rolling land.
Would you call that those hills?
No, it's just, if you can farm it, it's just rolling land. But now hills would be, you take, you can get over it if it's cleared off over yonder above my son-in-law's. That's my field over there. And you go up there, and up on top of this hill, it's flat. When you get over on yon side, you can see it coming up the road. It's steep in a little place or two there that you can't get over with a mowing machine. That's called rolling land.
How about a channel cut by erosion in a field? What would you call that?
Well, now, I don't know just what the proper name, most people would call that to ditch that out, and say ditch it out or cut it out.
Yeah. Would you call that a gully?
Well, now, a gully's not that. A gully is a piece of land like if you're on the hill or up there that's where the land's been cultivated and where its water started down and run. You can take a place like that and take where you've turned it with a turning plow and leave a furry open, and you can let that go from years to years, and directly there'll be a ditch there. It's a gully to start with. Then after a while, it's a big ditch. Maybe behind your head, there's one up here. My neighbor's up here, and that ditch is, I guess, in places it's 12, 15 feet deep. And I've heard my grandpa say that's where that started from. He said that a man quit plowing there and just had a, they call them back ferries, you know, and I'd leave out, take a turn, but I'd leave a great big place. And said the water got started down there and never did stop it, and it made that big ditch. Well, these places are 10 or 12 feet deep.
Do you have things up in the mountain they call ravines?
Yeah.
Well, how would that differ?
Well, now, them ravines, the way I'd understand them, just something like them big hollers up there. You can stand here and look at them. You can look at that mountain. I've seen it all of my life. You can look at that mountain from here, and there's things, then you can go on up here 2 or 3 miles, and then you can go on up a little further, and there's things that you can see from up there that you can't see here. That's funny.
Yeah.